Thank you, Matt. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a little after 1:30 on Monday, October 17th. My name is Julie Fedorchak. I'm chair of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of the Capitol for a work session on case number PU-22-180. I do not have any opening comments. Randy, do you have any opening comments?
I do not.
Okay. Sherry, do you have any opening comments? All right. Well, this is your portfolio. Do you want to kick us off?
Sure. I believe one of the commissioners, we've had the hearing and wanted a work session, pulled the order and was ready for it. So I'll just open it up for discussion on where we're at. I believe the main focus on this is surrounding those who do not want the electric meters and the fee that is associated with it, and then along with there was a request at the hearing that instead of them reading it monthly, could it be quarterly to look at the costs. And we received their response back on August 14th regarding some of the discussion or the requests the commissioners had. So that will be the focal point, I believe, of this work session, is looking at that August 4th response based on our request from the formal hearing. So I believe they answered it very well. For those of you who don't recall in the hearing, I have a struggle with even letting, I know customers are the customers, but if they're going to go to smart meters, I believe that everyone should be on a smart meter. It's just more efficient. I don't see the concerns. I think it's the educational component of the company to indicate to the customers the purpose of these smart meters, the consistency of it, the more efficient they are. And then we wouldn't be down this path. So I will kick it over to whoever wants to have a discussion on, you know, their concerns or what they requested from the company and go from there.
Yeah, I think that probably means me.
I didn't want to say any names.
So?
Yes.
A number of things, and, you know, some of these are, you know, can probably just be kicked aside, but I'm going to point them out anyway and save what I think is the most meaningful question here till last. But in case maybe someone else has opinion on some of the other things too. For one thing, and now I think in the follow-up I get the distinction. I was concerned about not having the meter reading on the bills, which I assumed to be you were just going to get a bill. And I think now, and I'm looking to staff to make sure I'm understanding it right, what they're asking a waiver from is having the previous month's meter reading and the current reading on there, and then you can do the math, and it should be a certain number of kilometers, and that's how much you used, and that they will still have the how much you used on there. They just won't have the math on. And
right.
So that is a big improvement. I thought there was going to be nothing. You just get a bill. Oh. However, I will still say this. I think it should be on there. We talk in rate cases, every single rate case, about, you know, do people have the option of trying to be more efficient and use less of whether it's gas or electric. Well, you know, if you get your meter reading and you have the last reading on there, and you can go and see what your meter is, maybe if you're really trying in the middle of the winter to keep things turned back, maybe after 10 days you want to go see how you're doing after a third of the cycle. In order to get to a certain amount, do we need to turn it down even more? Or maybe halfway through. And I know you won't know exactly when the reading's going to be. It's not precise, but it gives you something to go by instead of, well, last time I used 950, and now I'm halfway through. I have no idea where I'm at.
But
I'm trying to use less, but I just don't know where you used to know. And so that's one concern.
Can I just add something to this, and maybe Victor or someone can answer that? In this technology, I know that I've been able to use that. I could log in on my account, and I can see where my usage is per day. So if they went to this meter and tell me if this technology from this company has that where they could log in and they, I believe it could, where they could see that usage where, like if they had the first part of the month was really cold, they could say, okay, what's my usage on if I want to try and keep my bill at an average billing?
I'm quite sure that that is possible and that will solve the problem for a lot of people for whom the amount of that bill isn't really an issue. But the people we hear from in our rate cases are often the ones who don't have that technology, whether it's because they don't afford a phone or they never learned it. And not everyone is going to be capable of doing that.
To answer your question, yes, that the company did say that that will give the customers access to the granular energy usage data. They actually said it, even up to the same day they use the energy.
Yeah.
We still have a whole lot of people that they can go look at a number and look at another number on their bill and subtract the difference, but they don't have smartphones or the capability of using them to log into their accounts with a utility company and such. But
and I did, just to kind of go back real quick to the what's going to be presented on the bill, on one of the slides that they had presented to us, they actually listed out, here's what it looks like today, and here's what we want it to look like. And it is exactly as you described. They used to list, here was your previous reading, here's the current reading, so here's your usage. The new proposal would just show the usage in kilowatt hours. So you would still see the usage and the date period, but you wouldn't see the current and previous reading amounts.
So I really think this is a step back as far as a lot of people's ability to be able to monitor and verify where they're at.
How do you, I've been following you, but I don't follow you with that conclusion on how the bill is going to be. Because it'll still, like, the only difference is you won't have to do the math, or you won't be able to do the math, but.
What page are you on?
Page 3 of the printout. Or the slides.
PowerPoint.
Yeah. Am I right?
Here, like, Randy. Here's what she's referencing. Borrow mine.
I think what Randy is saying is if you wanted as a customer to look at your current bill and see what your current reading was on that bill and then go outside and actually look at your meter relative to that.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, so I'm stunned
so
by a
no
bill.
There's no reading there.
But I dig in and I make the payment. I can get it done. But say, I can't afford another $200 bill next month, and so this is what it cost me for this many kilowatts. We've got to use less than that next time. Well, halfway through, you can't go out and see how you're checking, how you're doing, because all you know is last time you used that many kilowatts. You don't know where you're at.
But if you have
the technology, you can. But
yeah. If you have
we'll have plenty of people that won't have that.
Do you know people that do that? Go read their meter? It's never occurred to me that people go out and look at their own meter halfway through the month and follow, see where they're at.
For that reason, I haven't. But when I had concern over the accuracy of a meter, I have went out and looked at my meter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I actually had to go out and read the meter, and then we would, like, mail it into the co-op.
You had the little card. Well, I was told that's what you used to do. No.
Okay, so that's just one thing, but I don't think it's a showstopper. I'm just saying, I think it's a concern.
Now, one quick question, though. I bet if they called, they could get that information somehow.
I'm not going to speak for XL, but you called and tried to talk to somebody at a utility lately.
Well, it's absolutely anybody.
It's been good.
I mean, you're going to have to press a few numbers to get a live person. Yeah.
Well, I think we just heard about that customer service experience from one of the companies last week, you know, as far as that. Well,
did we resolve they had originally talked about the $40 fee if you have the new meter and you want to go back to the old type of meter, there'd be a $40 fee up front and then another $40 at the end when you probably leave and someone else wants to go back to the other. And I wondered about how we're going to collect that. Are they still on that, or are they going to?
They resolved it and agreed with the commission's recommendation. So the fee will be, all of it will be up front. So if you tell them before they put the new meters in, they will be a single charge for $40, which will be the cost to put the smart meter in after you leave that residence. If you already have the smart meter and are switching it out, it's a single one-time $80 fee.
But my biggest thing is, and again, this gets back again to, you know, the dilemma we face. We get into rate cases and we're sometimes talking about a couple dollars one way or the other, based on how much of it should be the monthly charge versus the volumetric. And if it's too much on the monthly, then they can't do something to try and save that money if they're willing to. And it seems at that point, just a few dollars a month, that sounds like quite a large number of customers, that is significant and really impactful for them. And now we're looking at $15 a month. And if those few dollars a month on the when we're dealing with rate cases are impactful, it really tells me that doing this, we're having two classes of people, some that can do this and others who probably just won't be able to because they won't be able to afford it. I see no reason why they can't have the option of estimating their usage for 6 months. I think that's an ideal time frame, at least three, and doing this meter reading quarterly or semi-annually and turning that from $15 a month into five or even two and a half.
So then truing up.
Yeah.
The actual.
I mean, we did estimating, you know, as soon as COVID hit, and didn't seem to be a lot of problem with them getting them trued up ultimately and getting it done. And I just think this is excessive to if people are uncomfortable with this technology being in their homes. And the company seems to acknowledge that there's going to be some, since they are the ones who brought this option forth. I just think that a less frequent reading will allow them to recover their costs when they do send someone out, but allow the customers to choose that option without limiting it to only the people who can afford an extra $15 a month.
Based on their choice for not wanting to the smart meter, it's costing them about two on an annual. If they kept it, $265 a year. The upfront cost of the meter, keeping the meter, and then that upfront cost if they, let's say, move out. So that's $80 plus $15 a month. That's $265 annually they are paying to keep the old meter.
That's why I say we can certainly reduce this by allowing them to estimate. And the first and last aren't annually, they're one time.
So how do you respond to their response on the estimation on page 2 of their August 4th about their estimating they handled over 100,000 telephone calls? And granted, what are they looking at, 10%? 10% of their customers maybe opting out? What did they
say? I think they were estimating somewhere between less than 0.5% or less than 1%.
So that's really comparing apples to oranges.
One filing, they estimated less than 1%, another one less than 0.5%.
And one thing about it, these estimates were done because the pandemic hit us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about now will be an option where people will agree to doing something, which will, if my recommendation were followed, include that there's going to be a true-up.
What is their opposition to the true-up, the companies?
That it wouldn't actually. So I think the indication to me is we still have to have the same number of meter readers, whether they're going out monthly or quarterly to read meters. Monthly, quarterly, or semi-annual.
And I think that that's sort of a shallow response because I suspect they won't have any meter readers. They'll just be assigning some staff this duty.
I would assume you.
And then that if they're doing it less often, it's even more likely that they'll have the ability to assign staff to existing staff to go read the 20 meters that are doing this, you know, twice a year, whatever. My concern with the, you know, fewer meter readings is that it could potentially create a decent sized true up for the customer if it's off on a, you know, so that puts them at risk. So that would be my other thought on this is that I feel that we need to be consistent between companies on how we handle this particular option. And so what we agree to with Excel, I'd probably be advocating for the same thing with Ottertail. Just
as a side note, so Ottertail has mentioned they are contemplating filing something similar to this. MDU has already filed something like this within their general rate case filing.
You mean this, like, opt-out option when you say this?
Yes.
Okay.
Who did the last one didn't have it in there, and it was
the last
MDU didn't have it in there. I could be confused.
Ottertail
did not have it
correct.
In there.
Correct. Ottertail didn't have it
and
as part of
their. And they were asked.
Yep. So Ottertail's advanced meter rider, which is really paying for the actual meters, did not have an option for that. But speaking to them subsequent to that. Informal that we had on that case, they
it was brought
have
up at
been
the informal
talking
for them
about
to consider it.
Yes, they have been talking about filing one, and I would expect one to come in, especially after these discussions.
I mean, I don't think it's a huge. I don't think we're going to get a ton of people who want it, or even are paying attention to that. But for the few that do, it's probably a really big deal. So, making it an option, I think, just saves Stacy and the company and people a lot of trouble dealing with this. I think it's going to be a very small amount. And so, like, I don't know. I think we might be making more, a bigger deal out of it. I'm not opposed to that approach if it can be done. And I also think it's something that would probably be phased out fairly quickly as these meters become available, used, and people are more comfortable with them. So, but again, I would, whatever we decide here, I would hope that Ottertail would be able to mimic a similar approach.
It could be that this will be a passing thing that we quickly realize, you know, if they're right that it's less than 1% who will opt out, mm-hmm. that the 99% have them and don't seem to be suffering any adverse conditions and get tired of it and decide to go with the new meters.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I think there's going to be a fair amount of pushback to bringing this technology into houses. And, you know, 1% is, I can't remember how many meters they have. Is 100 people, 100,000?
I think they're in that neighborhood, so yeah. You know, about 1,000.
So it's 1,000 people.
On the high end,
I just don't think it's
high end, yeah.
Too much to allow them that option. They're going to charge them for it, which I think is appropriate. But I think it shouldn't be done in a manner that just makes it almost impossible for a lot. Well, that's an exaggeration. That makes it very difficult for a lot of people to do. They can do this just as easily quarterly. I think semi-annual is a better option even. But
the risk of being off then is a pretty significantly higher. That's an entire winter heating season.
That's the dilemma if you get into the
wrong
months. Yeah. It can be significant.
I will say, so the entire time I'm here, I've never got a call from a customer who doesn't want a smart meter until last week.
Oh.
And
it's an omen.
The caller did not have either Ottertail or NSP as their service provider. And the meters that this company was using aren't the latest of the smart meters. Mm. But they still wanted it out because it transmits.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just a oddly timed.
It is odd. Okay. Well,
what is the impact on running two systems? And, I mean, you have the new system, let's say the smart meter, and then you have maintaining the old. And that's one of the things we really didn't explore with the company as far as that, as far as efficiency.
I think what NSP said, I don't know if it was in this presentation or not, but what they said was these would still be new meters. Mm-hmm. They just would not have the transmitting and receiving capability that the other meters would. So same manufacturer, same. It actually gathers all the exact same information. They just have to go and directly access it.
Yep. Okay. So it isn't two systems. It's one system.
But it's just, okay.
Correct.
I don't have any more questions. I support the quarterly $15 a month per $15 per reading and estimation. If we can all get it down to that
price, I'll support it too.
Otherwise, what would you want?
Well,
the other option is no option? Like, don't give them an opt-out? Is that where the other place you're at? Or?
Well, the company didn't really propose that. I just would not propose this high of a reading fee on people.
So don't agree with the $15 per month reading?
Pardon me?
You don't agree with the $15 per month?
Right.
Per reading?
I just think it's just too much.
Well, I think the $15 is fair. Like, I don't question that it costs them $15 to get out there, make a special trip out to some house, because they're not going to be by each other.
Right.
And, I mean, you can't do anything for $15. Like, you can't barely drive across town.
Yeah,
and send an employee paid.
Oh, we were going yesterday for $15.
Yeah, so I think $15 is fair. I wouldn't think it would be fair to charge less than that per reading. You just don't think it should be done every month.
Since it costs that much, I don't see that it needs to be done so frequently.
Okay, got it.
And the frequency is what makes it so unaffordable for a lot of people.
Well, they might be trying to incentivize people to not do it.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
But then you can't run around saying, well, we offered an option, and then make the option so hard to reach that a lot of your people can't use it. I really found that not right.
Okay. So, I can reach out to the company and see if they're willing to make an adjustment to their proposed filing based on the work session.
Okay.
If they're
for
not.
For what? To do a quarterly?
Yes.
But we've already asked them that. So you're asking them to reconsider it.
Yes. Okay. And if they, I guess we'll see what their response is at this point. I'm trying to think of, from a procedural standpoint, could we modify the tariff? I know we can modify a rate, but can we modify a proposed tariff? We'll figure that out.
Well,
what do you mean?
So
can we do it? Can we just order it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the question. If the company says no, can we simply order the tariff change?
Well, let me. What if the discussion here was that 15 is too much and we thought it should be 12? We would just do that, right? And they didn't say, yeah, 12 will be fine. We'd like 15, but okay, we'll go with 12. If they continue to say, no, we should have 15, we would just put 12 in there and pass it, right?
Right. I mean, they could request reconsideration if they so desired, or a hearing or something along those lines, but yeah, to the extent they don't feel that strongly about it, that would and that's where I'm saying the rate. I
have
a little
no
more certainty
with
15 that we can.
Per month. I don't. I think that's the cost, and I think they explained it. But if they want to reconsider it, they can. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. If the company wants to reconsider it, I'll see what their response is. But right now, I have no problem with $15 per month. Meanwhile.
But we have to come up with a decision.
Right.
Like we decide. So we all have to either agree or they don't get anything. Right? I mean, or we don't pass their order. So we're trying to find a compromise.
Right.
That we all can agree
right.
on.
So that's exactly it. So I have, you know, I've drafted an order to approve it as is, which is, I think, what Commissioner Hubbard-Hofford is suggesting. But I think what the rest of you are saying, you would like to see that changed. So, since
I mean, I think it's, you know, Randy's compromised some off of his 6 month. I think it's reasonable to have an opt out.
Sure.
And I don't think it's unreasonable to do the meter readings because they proved it can be done during COVID. So there was almost no yelping about the meter readings during COVID as being an acceptable option. So, or the not the meter readings, the estimates. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just think it's not that big of a deal. Let's just see why they couldn't do that. It's not going to be very many people choosing that option. And
yeah, I think they could expand on their one when they were talking about it. 100,000 calls, that was during the pandemic. When they look at what they're saying on the opt-out, the minimal.
Yeah.
Especially in light of during the pandemic, people could have argued, well, we didn't have a choice but to do, you know, you're the ones that did the estimates, and now your estimate was wrong, and we got a big bill. Here, they're going to be saying, I'm requesting this program to do estimates.
Do they do average billing?
Yes.
So, I mean,
yep.
that could be, with that percentage, they could work on and some of that. I mean, look at that. Average working somewhat with customers too.
Yep, all three of our regulated utilities do the balanced billing or some other name that does the same effect.
Now, is there any issue with the implementation? Because I do see that they had asked for a September 1 effective date.
That was just their original request. I don't believe
okay.
we have any.
Customers really opt out when customer communications begin this fall, winter before
2023 to 24. Is when they're planning to start.
I see.
Rolling this
all
out.
Right.
So yeah, and wasn't there something along the way, or am I thinking of a different case? Weren't they having some supply chain issues even on them?
I don't think case. They've referenced any supply chain issues.
Okay.
I will work that out between the company and the general counsel and we'll bring, I guess we'll just see.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'll bring an order back at some point or multiple orders. We'll figure it out and let you know.
Sounds good. All right. I think that concludes the work session on case number 22-180. Thanks, everyone.